Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Wednesday. Well, we've hit the final 3 days of school here, which means half days. Yep, Wednesdays are already usually early days, but today the kids get out even earlier, around 1 o'clock. But it isn't just Wednesday, that's how the rest of the week will go. I know the students are really excited about it, including a certain soon-to-be former second grader who lives in my house. My daughter told me that while they're still going to do a little math and reading, the homework is done, they've taken their last quiz, and they're watching a movie in parts these last 3 days. It definitely feels like a time of transition, like they're easing into summer. Rather than going full speed to the end and just crashing, they're slowing down into a new rhythm. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the morning routines that help us get ready for the day. For lots of people, routines help us feel secure. We feel like we have a measure of control over the day that's coming, or at least how we prepare for it. There are also times when rhythms change. Weekend days can certainly feel different than school days. And when you go on a trip, like a vacation, being in a new place can change our rhythms. But with summer, it's more than just a weekend or a short trip. It's a whole season, between 2 and 3 months. It's long enough to develop its own patterns and rhythms. There may be days or even weeks where you've got to be out the door for a camp or summer school and it'll feel like normal. But summer often offers us the opportunity to do things differently. And for the adults listening, who still have to go to work and don't get a long summer break, you might still get a chance to change things up in the summer. It might not be in the morning, but maybe your after work or after dinner rhythm changes with the extra light in the evening. Why don't you all take a moment and think about how your rhythms might change this summer? What do you want mornings to look like and feel like? How do you want to spend your time together after everyone's home for the day? What kinds of things do you want to keep in your rhythm, and what kinds of things do you want to change up? If you need more time, feel free to pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. One thing I'd like to do this summer is take more after-dinner walks. It can be so pleasant in the evening, and when during the school year we spend that 30-ish minutes between dinner and bath time running around the house or occasionally putting something on the TV, I think it would be nice to get outside and get some fresh air and movement to end the day. Not to mention Luke, our 1.5-year-old golden retriever, would absolutely love it. Another thing that'll change about the summer rhythm is the break we're taking from the podcast. I know a lot of you listen at the breakfast table or on the way to school, and that rhythm often changes over the summer, so you might not notice some days. But if you're missing our time together, all of our past episodes are always available. Another option is to create your own family rhythm based on what we've been learning and practicing together this year. We have 3 core disciplines that guide us: gratitude, intention setting, and prayer. And you can turn these into a simple practice by naming 3 things: one thing you're grateful for, one thing you want to focus on, and one thing you want to talk to God about. So, if I were to do that for today, these would be my 3 things. I'm grateful for all of the teachers and school staff who have spent the last year caring for all of our students, including my kids. I want to focus on joining my kids in their excitement for summer. And I want to talk to God about a friend who's sick that I hope feels better soon. This is something you can keep doing in the morning at the breakfast table, or if you have a ride to a summer camp, or maybe for the summer you shift it to a different time of day. For example, I may try to make it a part of our after-dinner walks. I just really want to encourage you to keep growing together and praying together as a family, even if you don't get to it every day. And Don't be nervous. You've all had lots of practice, and I believe in you. Okay, let's close today with a prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you that in the changing of the seasons, we realize not every day will be the same. There are times when it's good to change things up. But even as things change, we can still hold on to the core practices and values that are shaping who we are in you. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Wednesday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.